106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder, Oasis, playing three cities in the United States. Los Angeles is one of them. It's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And we've got your last chance to win. It's last call for Oasis on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. What is up, party people? We have People Are Dumb on the show today. We have animal stories, a particularly frightening batch of that. We have What's Up with Florida, a particularly stupid guy. And we have the 420 catch of the day. And you are running out of time, but we still have more tickets for this.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Here's a little news flash. It's not funny. In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
Tonight is officially opening night for the NFL. It's the Cowboys and Eagles. No love lost there. And this Saturday is the first home game for the Rams at
SoFi Stadium is getting ready to kick off the NFL regular season this Saturday when the Rams take on the Houston Texans.
KTLA5's Megan Tellis is live in Inglewood with a preview of what we can all expect this football season. Megan, this is my favorite, favorite time of year. Good morning to you.
Oh, baby. And guess what? Your Denver Broncos coming right here September 21st against the Chargers. Come with me down the tunnel. Let's go. You see all of these lights? Yes. Hear the music now. This is what you can expect on a stadium tour. Have you ever thought about taking one? You can do it any day of the week. You just go to the website. There are my cheerleaders. Look at them coming out on media day.
There's like three cheerleaders. I love it.
Ahead of the big home opener for the Rams this weekend, Otto. What can we expect?
Oh, it's going to be amazing. Glad to have football back here at SoFi Stadium.
Same.
We'll have the Rams kicking off against the Texans at 125. Everybody coming in. We love football season's back. The tailgating experience. Yeah. All the amazing food that's here. We're really excited to have this back in the building.
Really feeling it, right, with college football. Now we have the NFL back in business.
The best part is to watch that first kickoff of the first game. Like, that's where all the energy is, and it's incredible, and you know that the season's underway. So yeah, we're looking forward to that.
And come take a tour. That's pretty cool. If there's someone in your life who's really into Rams or Chargers, this is an opportunity. Think Christmas. We're only months away.
Whoa. Think Christmas. Not yet. It is Thursday afternoon. We have tickets for you to see Oasis on Saturday. That means you're running out of time, but we've got your tickets coming up on K-Rock. There's in animal news, there's something called a kissing bug. And I don't like it one bit.
A parasitic infection from so-called kissing bugs has made its way to California and is causing some concern.
I'm sorry, kissing bugs?
The infection is spreading in several ways, mainly through those bugs, and can cause chronic problems.
They kiss each other?
Circle of Health reporter Denise Ador is in studio and has more on the Chagas disease and what you need to know about it.
The bugs that can transmit Chagas disease are now firmly entrenched in Southern California.
And they're kissing who?
A heart attack or stroke may be the first time you learn you have this fairly rare parasitic infection.
So you know you have it when you have a heart attack?
That often goes undiagnosed and untreated.
In the wooded areas of Griffith Park live tiny insects that could harbor a dangerous parasite.
Right, but they're kissing bugs. Who are they kissing?
The so-called kissing bugs often attack the face.
Oh, hell no. They're kissing me?
I think if something bit me on the cheek, I would know.
But most who get bit don't know they're infected. People often ignore the initial symptoms, such as flu-like illness and rash, or they don't experience any.
So you can have it and not know you have it.
A lot of people get infected when they're little children, very, very young. And it can stay dormant for 30, 40, 50 years and then manifest itself as premature heart-related issues.
You can have it for 50 years and not know it?
Dr. Suman Radhakrishna with Dignity Health California Hospital says Chaga disease can lead to heart attack, stroke, and difficulty swallowing. Dr. Radhakrishna says infections are treated with antiparasitic medications. The longer you have it, the more difficult it is to manage and treat.
If you catch them early on and you treat them, then they don't go on to complications.
Although the parasite has been detected in local wildlife, such as rats and skunks, Chagas is not transmitted from animals or from other people. Bites are the main culprit.
So they bite my mouth?
Insect repellent can help, but it's not recommended for the face.
But if I'm not mistaken, they bite you in the face near your mouth.
Experts say the best protection is awareness.
How is awareness the best protection? That's bullshit.
Dr. Radhakrishna's advice is to not change your outdoor routine.
What?
The benefits of hiking outweigh the risks, so we just want people to be aware when they're out there, you know?
Yes, good advice. Okay. Really good advice. Thank you.
So just know there's a bug out there called a kissing bug because it bites you near your mouth. And you could get a disease that could bring on a heart attack. And you might not know that you have it for 50 years and keep going about your life. I don't love it. We've been giving away Oasis tickets all week long. We got another pair for you in the next hour here on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. There was a package that was delivered to somebody who was not expecting it, and this story goes south.
An unwanted delivery worth about $10,000.
Yeah, I mean, really, who wants a delivery that's worth $10,000? What a pain.
We're talking about a large bag of marijuana shipped to the wrong address in West Hollywood.
I mean, who's to say it's the wrong address?
And what makes this even more unusual is that the drugs made their way from the United Kingdom. NBC4's Robert Kovacic spoke with a man who received all that weed at his business.
Paul Leonard deals in dogs. Welcome to the Collar Club.
So you can order your limousine, your acupuncture, a cocktail, attend a private event, a comedy show, all for your dog. So the dogs are the members and the humans are the help.
Sounds like maybe this guy has already had some weed.
Yet when a package arrived outside, imagine the surprise when the Collar Club discovered...
That's weed!
A lot of weed.
I'm sorry, what was your reaction?
That's weed! Why would a members-only social club for dog owners get 2.5 pounds of weed?
More importantly, when the police got there, why wasn't it 1.5 pounds of weed? They didn't know the original amount.
The club is located, arguably, at West Hollywood's busiest intersection, Santa Monica and La Cienega. Narcotics investigators tell NBC4 drug dealers will often use an address that's not associated with them.
So it wasn't a mistake.
But in this case, they didn't end up holding the bag. Paul did.
I thought it was a joke at first, and then I was like, we had clients in our store. We had dogs getting groomed. We had clients getting coffee. We had people just sitting out there in our members-only dog parks.
You know what every one of those people could have used? A little weed.
And it was kind of embarrassing.
West Hollywood Sheriff's detectives now on the case.
They estimated with a $10,000 value, fancy expensive cannabis. It was called Obama Runs.
Can't really comment on that without tasting it. I love the Greek so much.
It's one of the best. And hey, if you want to see this band on Sunday, Goo Goo Dolls, Goo Goo Dolls, we've got your tickets in the 5 o'clock hour.
This is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have tickets for Oasis, but we're going to make you earn them. We have an Oasis montage.
Woo!
It is tiny little clips of 5 songs, one right after the other, and you need to identify every single song in the right order, and the first person to do that will win tickets for Oasis. 800-520-1067. Here is the montage. I don't finish it. This is not a contest I would win.
Oh, me neither. No way.
Here it is again. I don't finish it.
This is cruel, I think.
Someone will get it.
Yeah, I know.
Somebody will get it.
You're right.
One last time.
I don't finish
it. All right. So 800-520-1067 is the phone number.
May the odds ever be in your favor.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We have an Oasis montage we're asking you to identify. And if you do it, if you identify the songs in the right order, you'll win the tickets.
Yep.
It's a little bit difficult. Here it is. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Steven.
Steven, what do you think it is?
Would you be able to play it again?
I'll play it one more time, and then I'll play it once for everybody. You ready?
Okay. I don't finish it, Mesa. I think the first one was Champagne Supernova.
It was not. K-Rock, hello.
Hello?
Hi there. Do you know what songs they are?
Okay, the first one is Wonderwall.
First one is Wonderwall, yes.
Okay, the second one is... is that Cigarettes and Alcohol?
It is not Cigarettes and Alcohol. I'm sorry. Sorry. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Hannah.
All right, Hannah, do you know the songs in order?
I think so. I will give it a try.
Let me play it for you one more time. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I think... Oh, sorry, my brother's helping me. Okay, I think number one, number one might be Wonderwall.
Yes.
And then Supernova, Rock and Roll Star,
no.
Live Forever.
Wait, Supernova.
Champagne, yeah. Supernova, she thinks is the second one.
Champagne, yeah. Supernova, yeah.
Yeah, that's incorrect. I'm sorry. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, hello.
Hi there. Do you know the songs in order?
Yes, I do.
All right. I'm going to play it for you one time. Here you go. What do you think?
I can't hear anything. I'm sorry.
K-Rock, hello. Hello.
Hi. I wanted to try give it a shot for the Oasis montage.
Yep. I'm going to play it for you one time. You ready?
Okay.
Here you go.
I'm ready. I don't. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, what do you got?
So the first one is Wonderwall.
Yes.
Second one is Supersonic.
Yes.
The third one is Champagne Supernova.
Yes.
Fourth one is Live Forever.
Yes.
And number five is Don't Look Back.
Yes!
Legend!
You got all of them right. Here it is, slowed down.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do. In a champagne supernova, maybe, I don't really want to know. Her soul slides away.
Anytime we do something like this, I'm afraid, like, is it too hard?
I wouldn't have gotten it.
I wouldn't have gotten it either, but you did. What's your name? What's your name on the phone?
Let's see. Sorry, my AirPods are connecting. My first name is Ernesto.
Ernesto, you are going to see Oasis. Well done.
No way! This is so crazy. Wow, Oasis. Never seen them ever before. Oh. I'm a 90s baby, and I feel like I totally need to go see them.
Yes, you do. You're a 90s baby. You absolutely have to see Oasis.
Yeah. Once in a lifetime.
Congratulations, man.
I am so stoked. Thank you very much, guys. I'm surprised I knocked them all in one shot.
Same.
All my lungs.
You crazy. Nailed it. Well done.
K-R-L-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
420, or as soon as we can get to it, 424. This song is called Slide Away. It's from their debut album, Definitely Maybe. It's one of their best songs, and it's written by Noel Gallagher about his then-girlfriend, Louise Jones. And there are a lot of people, including Sir Paul McCartney, who think it's Oasis' best song ever. Here's Slide Away, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Was never a big radio hit, but Slide Away is a huge song for Oasis fans, and they are doing it on their current tour, which is Saturday and Sunday night at the Rose Bowl. Slide Away is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Tell us about Footbread.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's K-Rock, it's Kevin and Megan, and we're going to talk relationship deal breakers.
Oh, this is a story. Okay, so a man ended it with his girlfriend of only 2 weeks after discovering that he had eaten bread she used to film content for her Feet Finder fans. She had been pressing her feet into slices of bread as part of a custom fetish request. And then she left the loaf out on the counter, so he didn't know about this.
There's no, like, giant neon sign with a cross through it.
This says, I put my feet in this bread. So he made himself a sandwich, okay?
Oh,
and then later...
Foot bread.
Later, she admitted that the bread was part of the paid content, and he just was disgusted, couldn't look at her the same, and broke up with her.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
What is a relationship deal breaker? You know, it doesn't have to be the first date. It can be the first date for sure.
Yeah.
But you're getting to know somebody in the first couple of weeks and something comes up and you go, nope.
Yeah.
Giant red flag. Not going there.
Just can't do it.
We do not want serious calls. We don't want any violence. We don't want any of that crap. We want it to be fun and funny. And, you know, people that eat with their mouth open.
Yeah.
that sort of thing.
Snore in their sleep. I can't do that.
What if the person was great in every other way?
I don't know. How do you live? How do you live like that? I can't do it.
So that's a deal breaker. Relationship deal breaker. And for the most interesting call, we've got tickets for the Goo Goo Dolls on Sunday.
Yeah.
With Dashboard Confessional. So 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts. What are the relationship deal breakers? Hey, Rock, hello. What is a deal breaker in a relationship?
Okay, so I went on a date with a guy one time, and he had a guitar and had long fingernails. He said that... Oh, sorry, I'm having feedback.
This call will be recorded.
All right. We're recording too, motherfucker.
I'm sorry. So he said that he was going to play me a song, and I asked him, please don't.
So you specifically said, please don't play me a song.
And he pulled out his guitar, and he played with his long fingernails, and that was it.
We are taking your calls on relationship deal breakers.
800-520-1067.
We are taking your phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 of relationship deal breakers.
818 says, Disney adults, if you're going to Disneyland without kids and you're in the 30s, they're up. Major deal breaker. This guy would not go out with me. I love Disneyland. Sorry, 818, it's over.
It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Hello.
We are taking your phone calls on relationship deal breakers based on a story about a girl who uses bread with her feet. She's a foot model. She
fetish, you know, feet finder app, you know? Yeah.
But foot bread is not, that's a deal breaker for most people.
He made himself a sandwich.
So 800-520-1067 is the phone number for your calls and or texts. And the most interesting call?
We got your tickets to see Goo Goo Dolls and Dashboard at the Greek on Sunday.
All right. You have a story like that?
Hey, I dated a girl once who would take a pack of Splenda and sprinkle it on anything she was eating. And I asked her about it, and she was like, I saw a dating show on TV where these two couples were breaking up because the woman did the same thing. And I thought, that's a good idea. I really like Splenda. And so she did it after she knew everybody hated it.
Wait, so she told you she watched a TV show where they broke up because of that behavior?
Yes.
And then she did it.
Prompted her to do it because she likes sweet stuff.
She just wanted to test the limits is what she's doing.
Yeah, the limit was one pack.
K-Rock, hello. What is a deal breaker in a relationship?
I got a relationship deal breaker.
Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. One time I took this girl to Applebee's on the first date, and she told me she didn't like Applebee's, and I just knew we had no future at that moment.
Just because, not because Applebee's is great, but just because it's good enough for anyone?
If you're too good for a dollar margarita, you know, I don't need you in my life.
Yeah, understood. High maintenance.
Yes. K-Rock, hello. What is a deal breaker for a relationship?
Oh, my gosh. Hello, Kevin.
Yes?
Hello. I have a story.
Let's hear it. A deal breaker, relationship deal breaker.
I was 19. I used to be super Mormon. I dated this guy for 2 weeks.
Okay, so you're young, you're Mormon, and you dated him for 2 weeks.
And he said after 2 weeks, don't go on your mission, marry me instead.
Wow.
Oh, God. Run.
It turns out, so I left for my mission in November. That was in July. He got married to another person in that November.
Oh, God.
So he had a wedding planned, just not a bride?
Right.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey.
Hey, you have a relationship deal breaker?
I do. This sounds super simplistic, but I love to cook. I love trying restaurants. I dated this guy who said that if he could take a pill to eat, he would, that he didn't like to really eat. He liked mixed frozen vegetables, and that's about it.
Oh, my God. That's no way to live life.
I know.
Especially if you love that.
Yeah.
I know.
That's one of your passions. No, you made the right call.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
We've got your tickets to see Goo Goo Dolls and Dashboard on Sunday at the Greek.
And we're taking your calls at 800-520-1067 with your relationship deal breakers. K-Rock, hello.
If you can't pass gas in front of me.
Oh, okay. Because you want to make sure they feel comfortable with you, that you feel comfortable.
That, and it's a basic human thing that we all do.
Do you put them on the spot and make them fart, like, on command?
I mean, if you can, let's play Guess My Fart.
Okay, wait, how long are we talking into the thing, like, into the relationship that you want this to happen?
Well, I mean, if we're talking about let's get serious, then it's time.
take your part seriously.
Absolutely. It's a funny thing. I'm a firm believer that it was probably the first joke.
All right, take it easy.
800-520-1067.
We have been taking phone calls and texts about relationship deal breakers. You have one?
Yes. Well, I was seeing a girl years ago. My friend introduced me to his cousin. I guess it was like second cousin. Introduced me to him. We went out a couple times. You know, nothing really serious. Then she wanted to get serious and then take it to the next level when we get a little undressed. She has armpit hair and leg hair, and I was like, oh, God.
Armpit hair and leg hair.
Yeah, she was like a real natural girl.
That's a lot coming at you.
Yeah.
You're not expecting it.
God. I didn't know what was happening. Little tarantulas everywhere. It scared the hell out of me. I didn't like it at all.
How did you handle it in the moment?
No, I didn't go through with it.
What did you say to get out of it?
Like, I had a flip phone. I was just like, hold on. I'm getting a call. Well, I wasn't getting a call. I just needed to get out. I got the heebie-jeebies. I didn't like it at all.
If only there was a weed whacker in the room, you would have been great.
If I had a machete, yeah.
Machete.
Oh, my God.
I do believe you're the winner.
Chris.
That's awesome.
Dude, like, that was the best story ever. So you're officially going to see Goo Goo Dolls and Dashboard Confessional at the Greek on Sunday.
Oh, that's
neat.
Yeah.
Well done, man.
Cool.
Yes!
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah!
Am I right? All right, I'm out of here. Megan Holiday is next.
And I'll probably have more Red Hot Chili Pepper songs to play in just a little bit. It's the world famous K-Rock.